Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Monday, March 11th, third show of the day. It is legal tampering period day, and the legal tampering period has kicked off. The Jaguars, according to everyone on the internet right now, are signing wide receiver Gabe Davis, ex-Buffalo Bill. For me, this is a very good sign for the vertical passing game in Jacksonville for Trevor Lawrence to get the football down the field. We'll talk about it here. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. So looking at this Gabe Davis deal, it's 3 years, $39 million for the Fernandina Beach native, a guy who's coming back to Northeast Florida, played his college ball at UCF. So it's $13 million a year in base salary, it looks like, with the chance to get up to $50 million in incentives. You know what Gabe Davis brings to the table on the field? He's big, 6'2", 215 to 220 pounds, something like that. Long arms, average target, over 16 yards down the field last year. Again, this is a player who can get vertical on the outside for you. Somebody the Jaguars don't really have a player similar to. I mean, the closest thing you could say is Zay Jones, but even he, I do not think, is the vertical threat when healthy that Davis is. He can take the top off. He can come down with some contested catches as well. He's at least better in the contested catch department and stretching the field on the outside plane than anyone else that the Jaguars have on their current roster. To me, he is a vertical strike X receiver, but he should not be viewed as a number one. I know that X in an offense is generally viewed as that number one alpha type of wide receiver. He plays the role of an X. That's where he aligns, but he is not a number one receiver in the NFL. To me, he should be more of a Zay Jones type replacement than a Calvin Ridley replacement, not only in terms of the role in the offense, but also in terms of the money. And I do think that the money says that. When you talk about this Gabe Davis contract here, the Jaguars can still save over $4 million by moving on from Zay Jones if they do want to go that route. I think a lot of that will be determined by how the rest of this free agency period goes for them, if they're able to retain Calvin Ridley or not. But looking at Gabe Davis here in this Jaguars offense with the rest of the pieces around him, I think as a third to fourth option in a passing offense, a vertical threat, he's a perfect fit. And that's exactly what he is going to be in Jacksonville, I think, right now. He's the third option at best right now. You have Christian Kirk, who, not an X receiver, but a slot receiver who is going to lead the Jaguars in targets most games at this point based on the way the roster looks. And then Evan Ingram. Both of those guys are going to be higher volume targets than a Gabe Davis would be for this Jacksonville Jaguars offense. And I really like how he complements those two, because Christian Kirk and Evan Ingram, they kind of eat more underneath, you know, short to intermediate on the field. Of course, both of them can get deep. There have been some plays drawn up to get Christian Kirk deep, right? But having Gabe Davis on the outside to kind of run more of that vertical route tree, I do believe can help open up the field, the middle of the field, for both Christian Kirk and Evan Ingram, and open up some of that underneath stuff a little bit more, so it's not so compressed, so defenses aren't so locked in on the short stuff, right? I think that's a very nice addition to the Jaguars offense. And with a average annual value of about $13 million, we can expect that 2024 cap hit to be around the $5 to $6 million range unless they go outside of their normal structure here. They're usually at about 40% of the average annual value for that year one cap hit. Shad Khan opens up the checkbook, writes a nice big signing bonus. That signing bonus gets prorated over the length of the contract. And then you see the year one cap hit significantly lower than what you might expect at $13 million per year. It's probably going to be about $5 to $6 million for that year one cap hit in 2024. Again, I want to push back strongly on anyone out there that might be signaling that this is a Calvin Ridley replacement. I don't think the Jaguars are looking at that at all. I don't think that the money indicates that at all. I still think they are in on Calvin Ridley.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Will they be able to get him back? We don't know. It looks like the Patriots are in on him, the Titans, the Panthers. Those are some of the teams that have been connected to a Calvin Ridley, a guy who is right now the top wide receiver on the open market. T. Higgins hitting the market in terms of requesting a trade from the Bengals on the tag. That could help the Jaguars potentially. Maybe one of the teams who's in on Calvin Ridley decides they would rather give up a pick and secure T. Higgins if they value him more. You know, he's younger, more of a bigger bodied receiver, a guy that has a little bit of a different skill set, a little bit of a different game than Calvin Ridley. So we'll see how it plays out with Calvin here. But I refuse to accept the idea that Gabe Davis is a Calvin Ridley replacement. Absolutely still think they're in on him. If they don't get Ridley back, however, and they go into the draft with Gabe Davis as their top outside receiver. Again, not their top receiver. You definitely look at Christian Kirk and Evan Ingram as higher volume targets, but their top outside wide receiver. If Gabe Davis is that guy going into the draft, I think you can book them taking a wide receiver in the first two rounds that they think can play outside. Because I just don't think they're going to view Gabe Davis in that light. I don't think the contract they gave him really suggests that. And I don't think his past play suggests that. But I do like the signing. I think he complements what they have very well. When will the Jaguars be able to get the Josh Allen deal done? If it's in the next couple days, that could continue to help them in terms of bringing in talent in this free agency cycle. The big moves for now, though, have been bringing guys in or bringing guys back. Ezra Cleveland, they retained. He's getting $9.5 million per year. I think that was a fair deal for Ezra Cleveland, a guy who can really do a good job in the run game and hold his own in pass protection, kind of solidify the left guard spot for the Jaguars. They restructured Brandon Scherff, saving them $5 million against the cap in 2024. I love that move because even though Brandon Scherff is up there in age, even though he's not really the run blocker he necessarily once was, still one of the best pass blocking guards in the NFL right now. And so if you're trying to protect Trevor Lawrence, protect the investment up the middle, Ezra Cleveland and Brandon Scherff help in that regard. And so does Mitch Morse, who the Jaguars were able to sign. They were able to sign him before the start of free agency, before the start of legal tampering period, because he was released by the Buffalo Bills, right? They had to wait to talk to Gabe Davis, or at least confirm anything with Gabe Davis, until after the legal tampering period started. But because Morse was released, they were able to sign him earlier. They got that deal done this morning. And his cap hit, according to SpotRack, it's only going to be about $2.6 million, which I did say to expect it to be around $2 million this morning. So getting Mitch Morse for a $2.6 million cap hit in 2024, you know, a really good football player, a leader, a veteran, and a big upgrade over what you had at center. I love that. You did trade for Mac Jones. I still think that's a really interesting move. You can have your different opinions about Mac Jones, about what he means as a backup for the Jaguars. I don't think they're going to be keeping both Mac Jones and CJ Beathard. We will see how that plays out. But I really like what they've done with the interior of the offensive line so far in free agency. I like adding Gabe Davis as that vertical threat who can help take the top off and just relieve some pressure Christian Kirk and Evan Engram, and we'll see what happens with Calvin Ridley. Really excited to see what he ends up getting. Hopefully the Jaguars are the team that are able to retain him. No word yet on an offer being made to Calvin Ridley by anyone. We'll see how it goes down. But one thing is for sure, the Jaguars, they do love bringing in ex-Bills, right? They got two so far this offseason. They brought in two ex-Bills coaches over the last couple of years, right, with Heath Farwell as their special teams coordinator, and then going and getting the wide receiver coach as well. So the Jaguars, they like their ex-Bills, and it's hard to blame them, right? The Bills have been a very good program for a long time, with Josh Allen, with that coaching staff. And so bringing in some Bills impact players to follow some of those Bills impact coaches, I like it. We'll see how it plays out the rest of the day here. Keep it locked here. Appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Y'all have a good one.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.